What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time of the morning for us to do just that. Take a look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. At least 10,000 doses of the drug fentanyl that had been acquired by the Social Security Fund, the CSS, disappeared several weeks ago, the entity confirmed. The institution reported as soon as it detected the anomalous situation in one of the executing units, it immediately became aware or made it aware to the public ministry. To date, the authorities are carrying out the proceedings and has declared the Carpetia in reserve. In a statement, the public ministry explained that it keeps open to investigations for the case, for the alleged commission of the crime against the public administration, among other crimes. Now, the first originates from a complaint filed by the head of security of the Arnulfo Arias Madrid hospital complex. The official said that on November the 9th of 2022, it was learned that at the entrance of the specialized diagnostic hospital at the insured care post, an anesthesiologist left a black plastic case with a transparent lid inside in which there were fentanyl ampules. The second is by a report that was made by the National Subdirectorate of Audit of Health Services, in which it indicated the disappearance of the ampules of the drug. Meanwhile, the board of the CSS will ask the director, Enrique Lau Cortez, for a detailed report of the case. According to board members, this is not the first time Social Security supplies have been stolen, and fentanyl is a drug that has caused hundreds of thousands of deaths in the United States. By means of a sentencing agreement between the Public Prosecutor's Office and the technical defense of the Dr. Cesar Quintero, who was accused of the crime of money laundering, a penalty of 60 months imprisonment was imposed. However, he will not go to prison as he was replaced by community work in a hospital. Now, in this case was followed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI of the United States, and allowed the prosecutor's office against organized crime to dismantle a group of operators in Chiriquí. The operation was called, by the way, Don Quixote. According to the investigation, the doctor laundered money through the purchase of cattle and farms, or what we call fincas. The sentence agreement was validated by the judge of guarantees of the province of Chiriquí, Saida Romero, in a hearing on the 14th of March. In the facilities of the accusatory criminal system of the province of Chiriquí through sentence number 142. Romero also imposed as an accessory penalty a fine of $100,000 payable in 1 year. The agreement stipulated the replacement of sentence for community work at the José Domingo de Obaldía Maternal and Child Hospital. Prosecutor Octavio Nicolai was present at the hearing, and lawyer Alfredo González defended Quintero. This case arose after an investigation initiated by the FBI last August, which alerted Panamanian authorities that there were people who were engaged in money laundering in Chiriquí. For example, the purchase of a finca, a farm, for $450,000 and high-end cars, all paid in cash, was reported as suspicious. Seven people were charged for this reason, five of whom accepted sentencing agreements. A few days before the expiration of the concession contract with Urbialia S.A., a company that until now has managed the Cerro Patagon landfill in the corregimiento of Ancon, the Urban and Household Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, uses the online quotation tool now to find a new operator. According to information that rests on the Panama Compra portal, this exceptional procedure was published on the 9th of March, and interested parties have until today, March the 16th, to submit their quotes. The terms of reference state that because said operating contract expires on the 26th of March of this year, the AAUD is looking for a company to take over the entire site and will be free to make technological adjustments to existing equipment or use new technologies with prior authorization. The contract would be for 2 years, and the state agrees to pay the current rate of $11.53 per ton of waste treated. This is an amount similar to that received by Urbalia per ton. If one takes into account that an average of 2,300 tons of waste enter the landfill per day, the state would be paying during these 2 years to the selected company about $19 million for the 2 years of service. Among the requirements established in the specifications are to have a fire mitigation and prevention plan, develop and implement a reception plan for solid waste transport vehicles, and ensure security, access controls and landfill signage. You are also required to submit a management plan for the drainage and lechate plant for the of the landfill, and submit a plan for the use of gases and waste. In addition, the company must submit 3 letters of reference that accredit the experience in the disposal, management and handling of open-air landfills equal to or greater than 300 metric tons per day. The AAUD was asked what will happen while the selection process for the new contractor ends, taking into account that the contract with Urbalia ends on the 26th of March, and they responded that the entity will be responsible for the landfill. Before the 5th of April, high-ranking officials must submit their affidavit of particular interest to the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI. With the entry into force last February of Law 316 of August the 18th of 2022, which punishes conflict of interest, said officials are obliged to declare their activities, paid or not, of a professional, labour, economic, union, personal or charitable nature before the authority. Law 316 implies ANTAI to charge Elsa Fernandez to enforce compliance with the new standard. In this regard, the entity reported that it is in the period of receiving the declarations of conflicts of interest and that the last day to receive them is on April the 5th. Even on its website, ANTAI has published all the steps to file the declaration, which must be notarized. In addition, it allows the declaration form to be downloaded from its website. At least 106 officials reportedly submitted their statements to the authority. However, the institution's website shows that the form has in actual fact been downloaded 2,959 times. On Monday, the 13th of March, independent deputies Juan Diego Vázquez, Edison Brosse, Raúl Fernández and Gabriel Silva appeared at the headquarters of the entity to deliver their respective statements. That is, 4 deputies of the 71 that make up the plenary of the National Assembly. 2 draft laws that seek to establish a tax on consumption, production, export and import of alcoholic beverages were approved in the Economy and Finance Commission of the National Assembly. This is Draft 58, amending Articles of Law 45 of 1995 relating to the tax on consumption, production, export, import of alcoholic beverages, aimed at strengthening the retirement and pension fund of the Social Security Fund and the fight against tuberculosis, whose proponent is the deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Roberto Ayala. The recommended tax in this preliminary draft 58 is 0.055 of a dollar for each alcoholic strength contained in each liter of rectified alcohol, cane, brandy, whiskey or gin of national or imported production. As for the beer consumption tax, it is proposed of 0.19875 of a dollar for each liter of beer, whether it is national or imported. In addition, the proposal states that 20% of the total collected in the liquor consumption tax will be allocated to the fund of retirees and pensioners of the CSS, and up to 6% of the same tax will be allocated to the fund to fight against tuberculosis, depending on the need of the service. The Line 2 branch, which leads to Tocumen International Airport, was inaugurated on Wednesday by the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, in a ceremony attended by executives of the Panama Metro. In this way, they launched the trains that will transport their users to the air terminal. This new offer makes Panama the first country in Central America and one of the few cities in South America with a connection from downtown to the airport, said Hector Ortega, President of the Metro. This extension connects with the ITSC and airport stations, and it has an extension of 2 kilometres and will mobilise about 10,000 passengers daily. Ortega indicated that it will mainly benefit students of the Specialised Higher Technical Institute and some 8,000 airport workers. He explained that users will be able to access the ramal through the connection with the South Corridor station from where a train will leave the central platform that will indicate on its screens that it is heading towards the ITSE and airport stations. The trains will leave the central platform of the South Corridor Line 2 station with a frequency of 10 minutes, it was added. The current metro fare is maintained for those who move at ITSE and airport stations. That's 50 cents Line 2 and 35 cents Line 1. For his part, Rafael Arab, manager of Tocumen SA, indicated that the arrival of the metro at the airport is an added value that offers the opportunity to those passengers who transit who have a few hours in Panama to know and live a little with Panamanians in their day-to-day, visit places of interest, shopping malls and restaurants outside the air terminals. And that's it. That's a bit of good news. In fact, when we went to see off Neil at the airport, our co-producer the other day, we actually saw one of the trains at the airport moving away from the airport terminal. So that was obviously when they were doing their testing. What great news. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. Some of the stories here in the local news compiled for you on this programme.